We're on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're on 12 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtam Bechutz. They purchased from the Trumas HaLishka Shnei Seirim. One should be the Soil Lashem, one should be the Soil Lazozel, which will be decided by the Hagrole, and Sheshachtam Bechutz. There's a Chiyuv of Shchut Echutz, and the Chiyuv of Shchut Echutz only applies if one shechted a Kolben Bechutz, which is Roy LePesach Oyel Moed. So the Braisa says as follows, Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtam Bechutz, Ad sheloi higril aleihem. The shechita was done before the hagrole, before the biro, which will be Lashem, which will be Lazozel. Chayev al shneim. So he's chayev on both of them. That means that they're considered roi lepesach oil moit. Mishe higril aleihem. After he had made Hagrola, they were Mavaya, which one will be Lashem, which one will be Lazozel, and then he went and took both of the Seirim, and he shechted them Chutz from the Beis HaMikdosh. Then the loch is as follows, Chayev al Shelshem, the Soyer that was Nizbarer, that this is going to be Lashem, so he's Chayev, Upoter al Shel Lazozel. But the soya that was olo lazozel, so he's potter on shchut echutz. Let us see Rashi. Shnei seira yoyim akipurim, shemishalokron heim kedoshim. As soon as they were purchased, they became kadosh lakrove, sherei mitrumas halishke bo, Shechotan b'chutz lazore. Now, this person went and shechted these two seirim chutz lazore. Chayiv al shneiem mishum shoychet chutz. So he's chayiv on both of them. Ulekam and porich, later the Gemara is going to ask, koidem hagrole. Before hagrole, lemai chozu bifnim. What? In this matziv, they're not roi for anything bifnim. Vekiven de loichozu, and since the natchozu lakrove bifnim, am I chayiv? So why is he chayiv on shchut echutz? Oroi lepesach oil moyed binum. In order to be chayiv on shchut echutz, you have to shecht something which at that time was roi lepesach oil moyed. Tachsiv bishchut echutz, bel pesach oil moyed loy heviyoy. He did not bring it to the pesach oil moyed. Vaisto is the kolben mitzadat moy. Was Roy Le Pesach Oil Moed, and he didn't bring it to the Pesach Oil Moed. So the Gemara is going to ask the Shaila. After Hagrole, Upoter so is Chayev al Shel Shem, Upoter al Shel Azozel. Why? The Loichozi Lahakriv Befnim. After was Nisbarer, this is Oymed Lishtaleich Lazozel, so it's not Chozi Lahakriv Befnim, it's not Chozi Le Pesach Oil Moed. So therefore, there's no chiyuv of shchut echutz. Let us go further. Ad sheloi higril aleihem, chayiv al shneiim. He's chayiv on both. Frek the gemore lemai chozu. At this time, what kolbin could be brought for them? It's before hagrole. Omar Rav Chisda hoyel veroi lisoyer hanase bechutz. Theoretically, these seirim could be used for the soyer hanase bechutz. There's a soyer that was used, that is a chatos from the musafim. The akrova was bechutz. They needed a soyer also. So these two seirim theoretically had a potential of being used even though they were purchased for the Shnei HaSeirim, but theoretically they could still have been used for the Chatos of the Musafim. Each one could have been used as a chatos of the musaf. So memele, so each one is considered chozoi lepesach oil moid. Let us see Rashi, lesoyer hanaser b'chutz, kol echot hoyorol lahakrivoi lechatos hamusov shoyeim hakipurim, hamure beparshes pinches. So since each one had this potential, so that's called Chozi LePesach Oil Moed. So you chayv on each one, because each one was Chozi LePesach Oil Moed. Frag the Gemara, Umayishno LeSoyer HaNase Bifnim Deloy. Why did Rav Chisda have to say that it's considered Chozi LePesach Oil Moed because it could have been used for the Soyer Hanase Bechutz? Say it's considered Chozi LePesach Oil Moed because it could have become the Soyer Lashem, could make a Grole, and it would be Chozi Lashem. Umayishna LeSoyer Hanase Bifnim Deloy, the Mechusar HaGrole. So Akocha Rav Chisda holds that you have to look Ba'asher Husham. Ba'asher Husham, it is not Chozi Lifnim. You have to, in order to be Chozi Lifnim, you have to make a Grole. You have to make a Goyrel. Before the Goyrel, none of them are Chozi Bifnim. That's why Rav Chisda had to say, but Al Koponim, it's Chozi L'Soyer HaNase Bechutz. You don't need a Goyrel for this. These were purchased for a chatos, and this could be used for the chatos, hachitzoyne, for the chatos of the musaf. So memela, this is now roy for the chatos of the musafim. It is now not roy to be a soyer, the lashem, because you need hagrola to make it a soyer lashem. Frag the Gemara, if you look at it in that vein, that the whole chiyuv of Shrutei Chutz is that Ba'asher Husham, now it has to be Roy Lifnim, and since it's Mechusar HaGrole, it's not called now Roy Lifnim, Frek de Gemore, Lesoyer HaNase Bechutz Nami Loichozi. So this Soyer now you cannot be Makriv Bechutz. De Mechasri Avoides Hayoim. That means that the avoides hayoim, the avoides pnim, the avoide of the par, the soyer, the avoide of the ktoires, had to come before the soyer hanase b'chutz. So if you're telling me that in order to be chayiv and shchutei chutz, it has to be now roi lefnim, so if he shechted, we're speaking about before the avoida, we have the shnei seirim. He didn't even make a grola yet. You can't be makriv now the soyer b'chutz. You have to, the soyer b'chutz can only be nikrav after the avoida's pnim was done. After you're makriv the par and the soyer lefnim, and you're makter the ktoires, then you could first be makriv the soyer anase b'chutz. But if we were speaking about we're before the Hagrola, so now you can't be makrib the soyer anase b'chutz either. So why is it called now Chozi LePesach Oil Moed? You can't be makrib it now. You can't be makrib the chatos now before you did the avoidus pnim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Umayishno LeSoyer HaNase Bifnim Deloy Demechuser Hagrola. But you say you're not chayiv. It's not called Chozi LePesach Oil Moed because before Agrole, it's not Chozi LePesach Oil Moed. Frag the Gemara LeSoyer HaNase Bechutz Nami Loi Chozi. It is not Chozi to be Nikrav as a Chatos of the Musafim. The Mechasri Avoides Hayoim. You cannot be Makrib the Musaf till you first did the Avoides Hayoim. So it's also not Chozi now. So why are you chayim on shchut echutz? Let us see Rashi. לסויר הנאסה בחוץ, הרשי שס, קולכות הירוי להקריבוי לחטוס המוסף של יום הכיפורים, המורה בפרשס פינחס, each one had this potential. פרק דגמורה, מיישנו לסויר הנאסה בפנים דולוי חוזי, it's not considered חוזי לפנים, משום דמחוסר הגרולה, because we as yet did not make הגרולה. פרק דגמורה, לסויר הנאסה בחוץ נמי לוי חוזי, דמחזרי, it's מחוסר כל מייסה ועבידס היום, it's מחוסר, in order to be able to be מקריב, in order to be able to be makriv, the musaf, you first have to do kol avoides hayoyim, shalmat and meipo, v'soyer, v'achvines haktoires, v'haktoroso, horoyin likadim lemisofim, all these things have to be taken care of before you makriv the musaf. So if you look by sheru shom, you're only chayiv if when I was shechted something b'chutz, which is now chozi lepesach oil moyed. So this soyer is not chozi lepesach oil moyed because it's not, you can't be makriv now the soyer hanase b'chutz because we did not as yet do the avoides hayoyim. Enfer te gemore kosova rav chizte ein mechusar zman leboy bayoyim. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein mechusar zman. If the only thing that is missing is a passage of time, but in this day, in the same day it will be chozi, you have to wait a little bit. Now as yet is not the time to be makriv the soyer hanase bechutz. You have to wait till the other avodas will be done. So, what is missing? There's only missing zman. It is too early yet to be makriv the soyer nase bechutz. Ein mechusar, so there's no chesaron of a mechusar zman if leboy bayoyim, if today it's still chozi lakove. Leinyin soyer achitzoy, legabi the soyer achitzin, ein kan chesaron maise begufoy. That means nothing has to be done with this soyer, for this soyer, in order to be makrivit, ela chesoren zman. What is ma'akiv the hakrova of this soyer? A passage of time. She'adayin lo higi azman ha'mosof. It is yet not the time to be makriv the mosofim. Uzman horoi leboi bayoyim. If the zman will come in the same day, Ein ze chesoren zman. So we do not consider this a chesoren zman, and we consider, since it's only mechusar zman, we consider that it is now roi. Avol hagrolo. But, before we ask the kasha, why did Rav Chizde have to say that it's chozi lefnim, als de soyer hanase bechutz? Why didn't Rav Chizda say it's chozi lefnim? Because we could, it could, this is a potential be the soyer l'Hashem. So there you need hagrola. In order to make it a soyer l'Hashem, you need a maisa hagrola. Avol gav de lav maisa beguf on he, even though hagrola is not considered a maisa in the guf ha-soyer. Do amoron alias goyrol mitoich kalfi himakeves. We learned before that the hagrola is nisbara when he picks up the goyrol mitoich the kalfi. Filo, before he puts it on the soil. Avol noch eine mekeves. Afilo hochi hoyol umitzve ha'amura bohem hi. Since this is a mitzveh of the soil Hashem, that means you need this pu'ula to, you don't have to be minichar on the soil, but you have to make mitzvahs hagrola in order to be mevayer, that, to be mevarer, that this is the soil Hashem. Kemechusar maise domi. So that means if you need a maise to be mevarer, this is the soil Hashem, that means it's chosar biru. and you have to do a pu'ula, a mitzvah, to be mevarer that this is a soil Hashem. Is kol's man, this maise was not done, so the soil is not considered now chozi lepesach oil moyed. Before this maise was done, something has to be done in order to make it chozi lepesach oil moyed. That's considered a mitzvah hamura behem. This is a mitzvah that makes the soyer a soyer Hashem. So Kozman, this mitzvah was not done. It doesn't have a shame soyer Hashem. So if it doesn't have a shame soyer Hashem, so if you shechted it b'chutz, I shechted something which is now not chazi l'pesach oil moed. After the agrol, it will become chazi, but you need a maise to make it chazi. If he shechted it before the maise, it's not called, he shechted something b'chutz, which was chazi l'pesach oil moed. Masha enkein, by the soyer hanase b'chutz, that means mitzad the soyer, it's chazi now to be makribit. I mean, you don't need any pu'ula, any mitzvah, to make this chozi lakrove. There's a different problem. The problem is, it is yet not the time. You have to do other things in order that this should become the zman akrove. You're only missing zman. It's not the proper time of akrove. I have to take care of other things first. So here we're only missing zman in order to make it chozi lakrove. Mechusar zman leboi bayoin, lav ke mechusar maisedomi. That was the shtik teure of Rav Chisda. But mechusar hagrole ke mechusar maise domi. The Briske Rav brings down a machloikes teisvis in the Rambam, this lomdis of mechusar zman leboi bayoim lav ke mechusar maise domi. Does this mean to say that b'dieved, if he was makrevet b'fnim, it will be kosher? That's how Tosfos learns pshat. Fakert, it's mechusas man leboi bayoim is zicher lachatchila, you have to wait. But you can, does not have a shame mechusas man, and b'dieved, if he was makrev the soil right now, it's also kosher b'dieved, because there's no chesoron of mechusas man leboi bayoim. That Shitas HaTosfos and Masechet Shavuos and Shitas HaRambam is that this is only a svore in the Isser of Shchut Eichutz. That the din of Shchut Eichutz, that I need Chozi LePesach Oil Moed, so it is considered Chozi LePesach Oil Moed since it's only a Mechusas Man LeBoy Bayoim. But Bepoil, if you'll be Makrivit now, it will be possible. But in Chozi LePesach Oil Moed, that is sufficient. That's Shitas HaRambam. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Aber al Koponim, we have a Lomdes of Rav Chisda, Mechusar HaGrole, ke Mechusar Maise Domi, and there's no Halacha of Shchut Eichutz, Mechusar Zman Leboi Bayoim, is Lav ke Mechusar Maise Domi, and there is Halacha of Shchut Eichutz. Omar Ravine, hashte da Omar Rav Chisda. Now that Rav Chisda said, mechusa hagrole ke mechusa maise domi, that means if a mitzvah has to be done for this korban in order to make it roi lakrove, so he says, ha da Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said as follows, shlomim sheshochtom koidem sheniftechu dalsois aheichel psulim. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmur said in the Zatnai, in Shchitas HaShlom, that if a person shechted the shlomim and the dalsois aheichel were closed, so it's possible. It's a possible hakrove. Shenemar v'shochtoi pesach oyel moyet. That the shchit of the shlomim has to be when the oil moed is pasuach, bizman shu pasuach, v'loy bizman shu no. So now we know there's a tnai in shchites hashlomim that you can only shech the shlomim when the dalsos of the heichel are pasuach. So what will be the din shochton bachutz, what will be the din if a person took a shlomim and he shechted it chutz lazore, koidem sheniftachu dalsoy sahechel, before the dalsoy sahechel were opened up. So since this is a tnai, you need this maise in order to be machsher the shechita of the shlomim, that means you can't shecht a shlomim before the dalsoy sahechel were niftach. So if a person will take a shlomim and will shecht it chutz lazore, koidim sheniftachu dalsoy sahechel, potter. So he'll also be potter from shchutei chutz. My time, mechusa psiche ke mechusa maise domi. This is also a mitzvah shebegufoi. That means the shlomim needs this tnai. The shlomim needs that the dalsay sahechel should be niftach. And you need a maise to open up the dalsay sahechel. So therefore, there will not be an issa of shchutechutz. Let us see what Rashi said. Hashte da Omar Rav Chisde, mechusar hagrole ke mechusar maise domi, ve'avol gav de lav maise begufonu, he said, amayru de kechidish Rav Chisde, even though it is not a maise that is done physically in their guf, the ilav de, and vavol biken, he said, the ilav de chozi le soir amusif, if the seirim would not be chozi, for the Seira Musav Loi Hoyom Mischayev Al Shchitosom Bechut, that's what he said, even though it's not a Maise Begufom, is Hoda Omar Shmuel, Umechusa Psiche Kemechusa Maise Domei. So this that it's Chosa Psiche Dalsi Sahechol, Ba'avol, so that's also considered Mechusa Maise, Ba'avol Gavdolav Maise Begufon Shol Shlomim, even though, again, this is not a mice in the Gufa Koben, of Hoyel Ubahen Nema, but this is a Tnai in the Hechsher Shchitoson. This is a mitzvah Shalahem. Havike Maise Begufon. So this is Keilu. That's like a Maise Begufon. And Kozman, it was not accomplished. So it's called, it's Mechusa Maise. So it's not Chosi LePesach Hoyel Moy. Fragt die Gemara weiter. But now we're going to go back to the first member of Rav Chisde. It says Rav Chisde said that why is one chayiv when one shechs the shnei seirim koidem hagrole, why is he chayiv? So Rav Chisde said he's chayiv because this soyer could be used for a chatas chitzoyna. So since it could be used for a chatas chitzoyna, so it's called chosu lepesach oil moyed. Umi islay l'rav chizda hoyul. So the Gemara asked, does Rav Chisda hold hoyul? This for hoyul, it could be used for a chatas chitzoyna. That means, let us understand the chiddush of Rav Chisda. Even though it was purchased for achatos pnimis. That means the two seirim, when they were purchased, the tzorech of the kinyan was that these should be the seirim, the shnei seirim. That's where they were purchased. They were lekichos and keechot. They were purchased to be, one should be the soil Hashem, and one should be the soil Azosel. Afal pikein, Rav Chisde said, but since this soil, which was purchased to be achatos pnimi, could be used for achatos chitzoini. So it's cool that this soil is now chosi lepesach oil moed. So we see from Rav Chisda Chiddush that if the kolben has a usage, it's chosi lefnim, now, for a different purpose for what it was purchased for, that's also called chazi lefnim. As long as the kolben possesses this potential, that's what Rav Chisda said, it was purchased for achatas pnimi, and he shechted it now b'chutz, but since this soil could have been used as a achatas chitzoine, so it's called chazi lepesach oyel moed. Umi islay le Rav Chisda hoyul. והאומר רב חסדא, פסח ששחטוי בחוץ בשער ימויס השונה. רב חסדא סר, הקורבן פסח, that he shechted it chutz lazore b'shar yomois hashona. That means he was magdish it, he's magdish a tleh, chveis, chodesh hador, for korban Pesach, and he shechted it outside of the zore, beis hador. So Rav Chisda said as follows, lishmoi, if he shechted it l'shem Pesach, potter. So he's potter from Shchut Echutz. Because a Pesach b'fnim and Beis Odo is apostle a Kolben. So the way he shechted it for a Kolben Pesach. So a Kolben Pesach b'fnim would be apostle. So he shechted b'chut something that is now not chozi l'Pesach oil moit, so he's potter al shchut echutz. Sheloi l'shmoi, what if he shechted it l'shem shlomim? So then he's chayiv, because a Pesach sheloi bizmanoi that he shechted l'shem shlomim becomes a shlomim. So if he shechted it l'shem shlomim, if he would have done this pu'ula bifnim, it would have been a kosher shlomim. So it's chozi l'Pesach oil moit. That's Chazal Pesach Hayom Moed. He did it Pachutz. He's Chayv. So Rav Chisda said this halacha that a Korban Pesach that was geshochten Pachutz, it depends how it was geshochten. Lishmoy Yepoter, because this hakrove is not Chazal Pesach Hayom Moed. If it would be done Befnim, it would be a Korban Posel. If he shechted it Shaloy Lishmoy Lishem Shlomim, so then he's Chayv, because if this would have been Nikrav Befnim, it would have been a kosher Korban. So we have over here two cases, Lishmoy and Shaloy Lishmoy. Taime the Shaloy Lishmoy. Vaistachois, that is Davkef, he said Beferish Lishem Shlomim. So Memele, so then it's Chozi Bifnim. If we had done this Bifnim, he would have been, would be Chozi Lepesach Hayil Moy. Hostome, but what is the Haloche if he shechted it without saying anything? He didn't say Lishem Pesach. He didn't say Shaloy L'Shem Pesach. He shechted it stomach. So Vais Tochois, then it has the din of L'Shmoihu. Then it has a din of a Korban Pesach. Upota. V'amai Lema Hoyul V'roi Shaloy L'Shmoi Bifnim. Frag the Gemara, if you say, this, just like Rav Chisda had said, that a soya that had been purchased with the intent to be used as a chatos pnimi. And as a chatos pnimi, it is not chozi bifnim. Afal pikein is chayiv, because this could have been used for a chatos chitzayne. So the Gemara says, so let us say the same thing over here. This was purchased to be a korban Pesach. Fine. He shechted it stomach. But if he would have shechted it bifnim l'shem shlomim, it would be a kosher korban. So this korban that he shechted b'chutz stoma has a potential of hoyel. That means a potential it could have been geshochten bifnim l'shem shlomim. Just like you said over here, it could have been, even though it was purchased l'shem chatos pnimi. But it could have been geshochten l'shem chatos chitzayna bifnim. So say the same thing also. Even though this was hukdish l'shem Pesach, it could have been geshochten bifnim now l'shem shlomim. So he should be chayiv av shchut echutz. V'amai leima hoyil v'roi shaloi l'shmoi bifnim. This is Chozi l'Pesach Oyel Moed, if it would have been Geshochten b'fnim l'shem Shlomim. So the Gemara says, Hochi Hashto. What kind of Zustell is this? Hosom Boy Akire. Over there, in order to make it Chozi l'fnim, you have to be Oiker the Shem Pesach Mine. Now it's a Pesach. There's a chiddush that if you shechta Pesach l'shem shlomim, you can make it ois Pesach. Good. But you have to be oiker the shem Pesach. So we're saying if he wasn't oiker it, he shechted it stomach. So he shechted a korban Pesach b'chutz. A korban Pesach before Pesach is not chosi b'fnim. That's true. You can make it ois Pesach by being oiker the shem Pesach by shechting it l'shem shlomim b'fnim. That's true. But you need an akire. Kolzman, there was no akire, so we say this was a Pesach, which is not chosi b'fnim. A Pesach before Pesach is not chosi b'fnim. Hai loiboi akire. Here you don't need an akire shem. By achatos, this was purchased l'shem chatos, and you could be makriv it for achatos. It was purchased for achatos pnimi. You could be makriv it for achatos chitzoino, but that is true, but it is not a different shem korban. That means the shem korban shaboy is the same. So memele there, Avchizda says, if the shem chatos shaboy is chozui lifnim, Alzachatos chitzoin, so that's called, that's chozi lefnim. Mashein kein, in this case, it is not a korban Pesach. A korban Pesach that was not geshochten l'shem shlomim. There was no akiris Hashem, so a korban Pesach is not chozi lefnim. When you shechten l'shem shlomim, so you're oiker the shem Pesach minei. You make it for a shlomim, so you have to do that. But Kozman, it wasn't done, so basher hushom, it's not chozi lifnim. Let us see Rashi. Umi islay l'Rav Chisda hoyul, l'chayev al korban, she'enay roi l'shema she'ufkash bifnim. Did Rav Chisda say hoyel, that even though for the purpose it was hufrash for, it's not chozoy. V'shchotei b'chutz the name chayv mishim doyel v'roi l'shem korban achar, but because this korban is roi for another shem, for another korban. We see Rav Chisda said, lishmoy poto, de'enay roi lishmoy b'fnim. It's not roi l'shmoy b'fnim to be makab a korban Pesach before Pesach l'shem Pesach. Sh'loi l'shmoy el l'shem shlomim chayiv. The roi hu l'shem shlomim b'fnim. Hochi garsin, taime de sh'loi l'shmoy. When is he chayiv? If he shechted it behed, you sh'loi l'shmoy. Hostome l'shmoy u upota, because stome, it's oime to be geshochten for a korban Pesach. That's not chozi lefnim. V'amai neyma, let us say, but hoyil it's chozi lefnim shaloi lishmoy. So the Gemara says, no, there it's boy akire. Ein eroi bifnim lishlomim, ele im kein okar shem Pesach mimenu bishchitos. It's not roi lefnim now. You have to be oike the shem Pesach in order to make it roi bifnim. And that's how you oike it, by shechting it l'shem shlomim. Hilkach lav miskabel b'fnimu kol kamad loyokri. Before you weren't oiker the shem Pesach, it's not chosi b'fnim. You could be oiker, very good. But kozman you weren't oiker the shem Pesach, this is a Pesach which is not chosi b'fnim. But over here, in the case of Rav Chisda, hai loyboi akire. Here it doesn't need an akire. Va'af al pi shelokhoi l'shem soyer anasa bifnim. Aye, this was purchased for the soyer anasa bifnim. And now I'm saying it's chozi because it could have been the soyer anasa bechutz. That's not an akira shem. Zechatos v'zechatos, shneim shovim bishmoiseyim. They both have a shem chatos. So there we could say, since this is a chatos, there's a kedushas chatos. There's different avoid. This is a chatos pnimi, a chatos chitzoini. But the shem korban, it's one shem. So and since it's one shem, so I say that there is a chiyuv of shchutei chutz because it is chozui to be nikrav as a soyer hanase bechutz. Let us go further. Rabbe Bar Shimi Masni Lohu Bederabe. Rabbe Bar Shimi learned this whole Shmaitze that we had. We had this B'Shem Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said this, Emachus is Man Leboy Bayoim. And, so it's Chosi to be Nikra for us, Achatos Chitzoyne. And later the Kashe from Pesach. So Rav Shimi learned everything. Not Rav Chisda said it, Rabbe said it. Rabbe Bar Shimi Masna Lo Bede Rabbe V'Kosher Lei De Rabbe Ad Rabbe. And he had the same Kashe, De Rabbe Ad Rabbe. Mishani Ki De Mishani. And he said the same teretz that we said. Zogt Rashi Masna Lo Bede Rabbe Ani Tarti Shmaitze De Rav Chisda. Oda Oma Leil Hoye Ruin Lisoira Nasa Bechutz. Oh, Omar Rav Chisda Pesach Sheshachti Bechutz B'Shayim Mois Hashone that Afke Sheloi Lishma Yischayim O Bastom Yispota Master Lo B'de Rabbe. The Rabbe Omrin, that Rabbe said all these members. Zok the Gemara Vaita Ki Oso Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yirmiye Omar Rav Yoichanin Pesach sheshchotoi bechutz b'shar yemois hashone. Now this aloche that we had heard Rav Chisda said his opinion that it matters if it was shochtei lishmo, it's posel and chozi lepesach oil moed. Sheloi lishmo yichayev because it's chozi lepesach oil moed. Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yochanan said as follows: Pesach sheshchotoi bechutz b'shar yemois hashone. Bein lishmoi, bein sheloi lishmoi poto. Sai he shechted it lishmoi. Sai he shechted it sheloi lishmoi. He shechted it l'shem shlomim. He's also poto of shchut echutz. Omar Rav Dimi, omrisi lishmaite kame de Rav Yirmi. I said over this, in front of Rav Yirmi, he said it b'shem Rav Yirmi, b'shem Rav Yechim. He said over the sugi, he said, I don't understand it. Bishloime lishmoi, the first half. If you shechted a Pesach l'shem Pesach b'chutz, your potter, I understand that very well. Doloi chozi lei, because a Pesach is not chozi, v'shay yemei sashon is not chozi bifnim. So my mail is no chiyav of shchut echutz, because it's not chozi bifnim. El shaloi lishmoi, if you shechted this Pesach l'shem shlomim, Amai, so why is he potter? Ho chozi shaloi lishmoi bifnim. Yishecht a Pesach l'shem shlomim bifnim. It's a kosher kolben. So why isn't this called shchut echutz? Va'omali, so Rabbi Yirmiya told him, akiras chutz lav shmo akire. So he told them, Amuyim dikechidish. He told them that when you shechta Pesach l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. That's only if you shechta in the Beis Hamikdash, it becomes a shlomim. But if you shechta Pesach b'chutz l'shem shlomim, it still has a shem Pesach. That means that chidish, that an akire can make it a different korban, is only if it was geshochten bifnim. L'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. Aber if it's geshochten b'chutz l'shem shlomim, it's considered a Pesach. So in other words, you shechted a Pesach b'chutz. B'chutz, you shechted a Pesach b'chutz. A Pesach is not chozi l'pesach o'il moyit. A Pesach is not chozi l'fnim, because you can't be makriv a Pesach before Pesach. It's a posel kol. Zogt Rashi, Pesach sheshchotoi bechutz, koras bekulo, akiras chutz, akiras shem, beshchitas chutz, lo yishmo akire. It doesn't become neka. Im hichshir hakosuv Pesach b'shar yemois hashone b'shlomim, the Torah was machshir hakolben Pesach during the year as a shlomim, Lahirshiroi Elo Bifnim, the Torah's only Marsha was geshochten Bifnim, Ubakiris Hashem. you shechted a korban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. Aval b'chutz, if you shecht a Pesach l'shem shlomim b'chutz, lo ilom shmoy olo, but here's a shem Pesach. So if it has a shem Pesach, so you shechting a Pesach b'shar yemoy sashone b'chutz, a Pesach is never chozi b'fnim. So memele, so it's not called chozi l'pesach oil moy. That is, so now we have a second sheet. We had Rav Chisda said that a Pesach sheshochtoi lishmoi bachutz, yopoto. Sheloi lishmoi bachutz, yochayev. Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, bein lishmoi, bein sheloi lishmoi, yopoto, because it always has a shame Pesach, which is not chozi bifnim. Ki oso rovin, Omer Rabbi Yirmiye, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a third sheeter. Pesach, sheshochtoi bechutz, bishar yemoy sashone, bein lishmoy, bein sheloy lishmoy, chayiv. Afilu lishmoy, afilu lishmoy vosna, but let's appreciate the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiye, Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Amu'im de Kechidish, that you shechted a korban Pesach, l'shem Pesach, bachutz, it's yechayv an shchutei chutz, because it is considered chozi l'pesach oil moyit. Now, why is this considered chozi l'pesach oil moyit? So let us see what Rashi says. Chayiv olov, mishum hoyil veroi sheloi lishmoi bifnim. So he said, Amuyim de Kechidish, that since this korban is chozi bifnim, if you'll shecht it sheloi lishmoi, so that is also considered chozi lepesach oil moyit. He says, Rovin said, Amuyim de Kechidish, that what I have, that what I can, I fully shechted it lishmoi. I feel he shechted it lishmoi, but the kolben mitzad atzmoi is chozi lepesach oil moyit, because the kolben could become geshochten sheloi lishmoi in the Beis Hamikdash, so it'll be a kosher shlomim. So it's called I shechted bachutz a kolben which is chozi lepesach oil moyit, if it would be geshochten befnim sheloi lishmoi. That is the chiddush of Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Fregte Gemore, was nan, we learned in the Mishnah, afilu lishmoi, she's telling me, afilu shechted it beferish l'shem Pesach. But since, if he would shecht it, sheloi lishmoi in the Beis HaMikdosh, it would be a kosher shlomim. So it's called chozi l'pesach oil moyed, was nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Mechusel's man, a korban, which is a mechusel's man, bein begufoy, bein bebailim. That means a mechusel's man is telling us a behime that you cannot be makrivit befnim because the time didn't come yet. Say the time didn't come yet, begufoy, because the korban is not old enough to be makrib. It's a mechusas man. You need your makrib, let's say, teich shmoyne le'dosoy. So it's not chozi lefnim, because the guf is mechusas man akrove. Bein bebailim, or say the korban is a mechusas man, because the bailim at the present time cannot bring this korban yet. Now he explains. Veizel mechusas man bebailim. Hazov vahazova vahayoledes vahametzoiro shehikribu chatosom vahashomom bechutz pturim. That means like this. A zov can only bring his kolben if they pass Zion Nikiyim. A Yodas can only bring her korban b'mlois yemei Torah. So what is the din? If a person went and took this korban before the Zayinikin ended, before the Molois came, before the Metzayre became the Zman of Kovas HaKovno, the Metzayre came, and he was Makriv, this Kolbin Bachutz. So this Kolbin is not Roy Bifnim at the present time, because it's Mechus Zman. Today's not the day to bring this Kolbin. So the Mishnah says, Sai the Kolbin is a Mechus Zman mitzad the Gufa Kolbin, that means the Kolbin is not 8 days old. Sai the Kolbin is a Mechusel Zman lahakrivoi because of the Bailam of the Kolbin. The Bailam did not make Shibis Nikiyim yet, etc. So lemaise, abotzat chosi lepesach oil moit, b'shashchite, so if a person shechted it pachutz, pturim, so yepot. Oiloi seyem v'shalmeyem, Bachutz chayovim. What if he was not makriv the osham or the chatos? An osham or a chatos is only bo b'choivo. An osham and a chatos, so you cannot bring it l'choive, cause a zov cannot bring a chatos before the zayin nikiyim end. So memele, so it's a posel kolbin. You can't. A noshem is only bo b'choy. A noshem and achatos, a noshem by mitzayra, achatos by azov is only bo b'choyven. If the zman choyva did not come yet, so it's not chozi lifnim. So memele, there's no chiyuv an shchutei chutz. Oiloi seyem v'shalmeyem. What happens if he was makriv the oilo of these mechusa kippurim, who is makriv ashlomim of a nozir, is chayovim, because lemaise an oile can also be nikriv afilud is no chayva, an oile is bob in a dove, ashlomim is bob in a dove, so it's considered that this kolben is considered chazi bifnim, because you can be makriv, this is ashlomim, you can be makriv it now, it has kedusha shlomim, so it's chazi bifnim. Period. Va'oma Ravchelkiye Bar Tuvi. Ravchelkiye Bar Tuvi said on this Mishnah, Loishanu Elo Lishmoi. That's what we said. That if you will shecht an osham, teich zmanoi, you're not chayv an shchutei chutz because it's a mechusa zman. That is dafke if you shechted the osham l'shem osham. An osham cannot be brought bifnim kaidem the zman tatara comes. Kaidem zmana, you can't bring an osham l'shem osham bifnim. It's a posel kol. Avol sheloi lishmoi. But what will be if this osham was geshochten b'chutz sheloi l'shem osham? So we have a klal that kol hazbochim shenizbuchu shalei lishmon ksheirim elu shalei olu lebailim l'shem chayivam. So shalei lishmoi is chayiv. So if a person will shecht an osham or a chatos, an osham, a personal shecht an osham shalei lishmoi, a chatos shalei lishmoi is possible. The personal shecht an osham shaloi lishmoi he'll be chayiv. Because this akrove is chozi lepesach oil moye. This you can bring a filo teich hazman. He'll be, it's a kosher kolben. Avo le olu shem chayiva. Avo shaloi lishmoi chayiv. That's what Rav Chelkiye Bar Tuvi said. So Rav Chelkiye Bar Tuvi explained the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says, you are potter by an osham, that's tafke, if you shechted the osham lishmoi. And this oifen hashchite, it's considered loichozi lepesach oil moit. But if it was shechted geshochten shaloi lishmoi, so then it's called chozi lepesach oil moit, of shaloi lishmoi chai. But lishmoi, but let's go back to what the Mishnah says. But the Mishnah says it was geshochten lishmoi mia potter amai neimo hoyul uruyin sheloi lishmoi bifnim. Frekt the Gemara akashe an Rovin Omar
Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nama Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person shechts a korban Pesach lishmoy bachutz, he's chayiv because it's chozui to be makrevit. Rashi had said the reason you're chayiv.
That means if you would check that shalayu lishmai bifnim, it's called chozi lepesach ayil mayu.
So that means since this korban has a potential of being nikrav bifnim, if you check that shalayu lishmai, so that's called that this korban is considered chozi lepesach ayil mayu, even though I checked it lishmai. So ibezoy yishver from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you check an osham lishmai, Bachutz Yepota, according to Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, why Yepota? Rav Chilki, you said if you shecht at Shaloi Lishma, you'll be chayiv. So say the same thing. So since this korban is chozui, bifnim Shaloi Lishma, so it's called chozui lepesach ayil mayit.
Amai name
ahoyil beruin Shaloi Lishma bifnim. That's the Gemara's kasha, and for the Gemara, hochi hashte, it's no tzushtel. Hosom boi akire, hoche pesach b'shayim ois ha-shon ha-shlomim ninu. So the Gemara is saying that Rovin held that there's a tremendous difference between a osham which will be geshochten shaloi lishmo, or a pesach. A Pesach, Rovin holds, so there's a machlokes Tanoim, Rashi says, that if you shecht a Pesach stome, b'shayim ois ha-shone, that alone is a shlomim. A Pesach b'shayim ois is a shlomim, b'shayim ois ha-shonim is a shlomim, filled with ara behed yedik akire. You don't have to do anything to be machshe the korban. Fakert shechting it, unless you shecht l'shem Pesach, but you'll shecht it stome, so it also has a shame shlomim. And it's a kosher korban. So there, Rovin said, so every Pesach, even though I shechted it l'shem, Pesach bachutz, but since if it would be geshochten stam bifnim, it would be kosher, so this is considered chozi l'pesach o'yil moyit. Ma she'en kein, Rav Chilki is speaking about, that the only way this osham could become kosher bifnim, if he was he shechted, he was oikeret, he was shechted at shaloi l'shem osham. So if you need an akire behedye to be machsheret bifnim, I don't say a hoyel. Hoyel, the way I shechted it now, it's possible bifnim. If I would have made an akire behedye bifnim, it would be kosher, that's not considered chozi lifnim. Aber, so memele, that's pshat in the Mishnah by osham. Masha'en came the case of Rovin. Rovin is speaking about a case. Rovin is speaking about a korban Pesach that if it would be geshochten stoma bifnim, it would be kosher. Because he holds Pesach b'shayim ois ha-shone shlomim nin. You don't need a beferish akire. So memele, so that's why he held, even though he shechted it bifnim, even though he shechted it b'chutz l'shem Pesach, it is kosher. Since it's chozi lishochet stome bifnim, and it'll be a kosher shlomim. Let us see Rashi. Bosnan b'meseches zvochim, mechuser zman, poter al shchut echutz. If a person shechted a korban, which is not chozi lifnim because it's a mechuser zman, bein she mechuser zman begufoy, bein she mechuser zman bebailam, begufoy kegoin besoich shmoinu lelidosoy. Beizel mechusas man bebailim, hazov hazovo, sheyes man labos kol b'nei sayim. The saif svira shiva, by hazov you have to wait for the shiva in the kiyim, by your ledis l'saif m'loi shimei taro. Shekribu lifnei hazman chatoson v'ashomon b'chutz pturim, she'einon miskablim b'fnim, because b'asher u'shom the nat chozi b'fnim. Loy lechayiva v'loy lenedove lechayiva mishim leimot zimnayos. That is man to bring a notion. That is man to bring a chatos lenedove. It's not chozi shein chatos v'oshem bo lenedove. Vayoshem b'mitzayru tilu b'zove zove v'yeledes lek oshem. Oiloisayim, if they shechter an oilo shalmeyim chayovim, shoilo shlomim boim nedovim, umiskavlim vedovim bifnim. Umisechtes vochim pachine vahani bnei shlomim ninu. Amitzoire an a yoldis an azov do not bring shlomim. Mashninen toni nozir bahadayu. We speak the mention of nozir also on mechusel zman. And Rav Chelkiyah said, that what the Mishnah says, that an Oshem b'chutz is potter, loishonu da Oshem b'chutz b'chutz is man b'baylem potter, elo lishmoy, deiniroi lishmoy b'fnim. Avo sheloi lishmoy, kigoy, ishechte this Oshem l'shem oilo, Oy l'shem shlomim chayim shekein roi lifnim ki yaitzei boi bifnim. That means if he shechted it la'oyla, it would be chayim. Because a asham shaloi lishmo bifnim is chazi. The chol azvachim shalizbuchu shaloi lishmo mksheirim al shol abaylam l'shem chayivim. Chutz min ha-pesach bizmani v'achatas b'chozman. Ba'amai lishmoy potter, leima oil kideka amrit, so why is lishmoy potter? So the Gemara says that there's a difference. Here you need an akirim. Here you need a bai osham in order to make it chozi lifnim, you need an akirim. So I don't say oil that he could have been oikirit bifnim. I don't say such a thing. I say vasher usham, it's not chozi bifnim. Ashein came by Pesach, shlomim. Havistomei b'loi akire. A Pesach, b'shal yemois ha-shone, if I don't shecht it l'shem shlomim, is automatically, if I don't shecht it l'shem Pesach, is automatically a shlomim. Mikro yafinu lo b'meseches p'soch be'kama d'zvochim. So me'mela, there you say hoyel. I mean, so if he would have a geshocht in its stomach, it would be kosher lefnim, so it's considered that this is a kolben that's chozi lepesach oyel moy. So now we have the vial in this inyan of a pesach sheshochtei bachutz. We had three shitas. Rav Chisda was perhaps the most poshut shita. Rav Chisda said if he shechted it shaloi lishmo is chayiv, because it's chozi bifnim shaloi lishmo. If he shechted it lishmo, it's potter, because it's not chozi bifnim lishmo. Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yochanan had said that afilu shaloi lishmo he is potter, because akire bechutz loishmo akire. That it is a shame Pesach if you were oiker the shame Pesach mi bachutz. And Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan was the greatest machmer that said afilu lishmo his chayiv hoyel its chozi bifnim if you would shecht its stom. Rav Ashi Masni on the third memra of Rovin chayiv kidamrin that Rovin said that you chayiv. That say lishmo and say l'shelo lishmo yochai. That's how Rav Ashi said b'shem Rovin. Rav Yirmiyah midifti masni potter. Rav Yirmiyah midifti said over that Rovin, comes out Rovin is mamish like Rav Dimi. And he said that say lishmo, say shelo lishmo is potter. Kosova Pesach Bishar Yemois Hashone Boy Akire, Akiras Chutz Lav Shmo Akire. In an Akire that is done by Chutz, it doesn't have a shame Akire. And therefore, Upligid Rav Chilkiye Bar Tuvi. Rav Chilkiye Bar Tuvi had said, if il shecht an osham sheloy lishmo bachutz, he'll be chayiv, because that's considered chozi lepesach ha'il moyiv, because it's a kosher ekom. According to Rav Yirmiyah, it doesn't have a shem akire b'chutz, so it's called a shlomim, and a shlomim, it's called an oshem, and an oshem is not chozi bifnim. Zogt Rashi, Rav Ashi masne chayiv, bohod chi osa rovin, am yom yamasni pota bein lishmei ben shloi lishmei keram dimi obligi der afchelki da makire schut shmo akire and yom yahod zroven doesn't hold of that. That's the end of the sugi. Let us see the tap toisfis. Shlomim sheshachton b'chutz koidem psichais talchsois aheichel potter. The Gemara had said, if we hold that, the Gemara said that a mechusa maise, even though it's not a maise begufoi, also is mechusa grole ke mechusa maise, so who would in mechusa dalsois aheichel ke mechusa maise? So therefore, if a person will shecht a kol shlomim b'chutz, and the dalsois aheichel were not pasuach, so he's poto, because it's not chazi lifnim. Taima, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Perik HaShoichet V'amale, HaMale Bizman Hazeh, a person will be male Bizman Hazeh Bachutz, Chayef. A person will be male Akob Bizman Hazeh, he's Chayef. Frek Toisvis, V'amai, Ho'enei Roi El Pesach Oyel Moyit, even the neres hamizbeach. In order to be able to be makriv bifnim, you have to have a mizbeach. If you don't have a mizbeach, you can't be makriv without an existence of a mizbeach. Da'afilu nivgam hamizbeach amrine beperek kodshe kodoshim, kol ha'kodshim shenishchetu shom psulim. If the mizbeach became nivgam, so the all the kabbonis are possible. You need a mizbeach in order to be machshe the kol. So memele. So how could the Gemara say that if you're male a kolben bizman hazeh b'chutz, you're chayev? It's not chozil lefnim. Kozma, we don't have a mizbeach befnim. So memele. So it's not chozil lefnim. V'havalei b'chutz osman. That means it's not kosher befnim till you'll build a mizbeach. Va'afilu mechusa psiches dalsais poto. Afilu the doors are there. You just have to open the doors. But Kolzman, the doors of the Heichel were not open. It is considered that this Kolban is not chosi bifnim. Koshke mechusa maise godel. If you have to build a mizbeach, v'shteitza Kolzman the mizbeach wasn't built, that this is not considered chosi lifnim. Usnan, so Taisa is a kasha on the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says, "Bizman is a yechayiv." Taisa can understand how you are chayiv. Lemaise, it's not chozi bifnim with Adam is beich. So it's called a mechusa maise godel. Usnan perik basre de Zvachim. Oisai ve'ez benoi. Let's say the oisai ve'ez benoi. They shecht the oisai. Umechusa zman, but they can't shecht the benoi. Umechusa zman. Bachutz, afilu loisasa ein bei le rabbon and the rabshim. There's not even a law. Now that we'll talk about an oinish mise, there's not even a law. For oidam rina, some amel de sa machusas ma, oidam rina per kamad avoy de zore. The Gemara says in avoy de zore as follows. Im higdish, the person was magdish a kolben, or veherich, vehechim, bizman aze, beheime, te oker. So the Gemara says, you have to get rid of this behema. This is dangerous. You have a kolb, but let's talk about Higdish. You have a behema around, and this behema is going to walk around. This is a shrek. People won't realize this is a kolb. And there'll be moil in the kolb. So te'oker. Te'oker means the Gemara says, you put this behema in a room. You don't give it food till it dies. But you can't have this behema going around. It's a shrek like a takol. Uporich, like the Gemara, why do you have to make it such a slow death? The nishchetei mishchet shechte behemah, and we'll get rid of the behemah, so no one will be moiling the behemah. Agavucha, the Gemara answers, if you shechte, people might come and eat it, and then we're really in hot water. But al kaponim, the Gemara meant to ask, let's shechte behemah, and we'll get rid of the behemah, so we won't have any chshash takola of me'ilah. Upeirish Rashi, so Rashi is the kash, a kolben, how can you shecht a kolben bizman azet shchut eichutz? What's the kash v'nishchet eim ishchet? Beirish Rashi, Mishum Shchut Echutz Leke, the Bekot Shei Bedek Abayis Mayri. Hagdish Shein means that it was Magdish Shele Bedek Abayis. By the whole Issa of Shchut Echutz is Avke, because Magdish is for a cold, and then there's an Issa of Shchut Echutz. V'loi Nehire L'ri, so the Ri says, no, that's not Pshat. The Imkain, later the Gemara asks a different kasha. Kipoch v'neshvayu gistere. The Gemara says, cut the, don't shecht it. Shecht might be at a cola, people might come and eat it. Cut the behem in half. So the Gemara says, v'nei shematel mum bekotchem. You can't do that, because shematel mum. But speaking about kotche bedek abayis, there's no issue about tolos mum. So memele, so what is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara asked, let's shecht this behem to get rid of it. How are you allowed to shech that it's shchut techutz? Elo meforish rishot, the Ri said, you know what pshat the Gemara is? The mairi bekotche mizbeach. V'loi mechai mishim shchut techutz, tavolei mechus esman, because there's no mizbeach. Fakir, there's no problem to shech bizman hazeh. Because it's there's no mizbeach around. So memeilus of a kelt. So that enhances the kasha Tosis asked to begin with. The Gemara says, na shoychet v'amale. The Gemara says that if you shecht it b'chutz, it's called Yochayev al shchut echutz. Pshat the Gemara here is you're allowed to shecht it b'chutz, because since there's no kolm, it's a mechusel maise godel, so there's no iser of shchut echutz. So, okay, that's Pshat the Gemara's kash. But don't you claim that the Hudim is saying that by the Zohar, Oshie, Keman, the Omar, Hutru, Abomis, that the Gemara means to say it's going according to Man the Yoma, that after Pumfakel, there's no Issa of Shchut Echutz, because you're allowed to shecht everywhere after Chuban Abayis. Chod, the Menorah, look me, Keman, the Omar, Hutru, Abomis, what's the kash, the Lachshis, the Nishchet, the Mishchet, given the Man the Omar, the Hutru, the kash, boy, das damals nicht nie beperkt, was er das Wochen, die Schleim ein nach Heter, das noch Heter auf Bommes, after they came to Shalim. Ich mache Porich mit Elman, die Obhe kam mit der Megillah, schamate ich bei Kivim bei Schoinov, how could you be Makrib, there's no Heta Bomis now. So, Mekitza, we're back to the Kasha. So, we're back to the first Kasha that Taisvis had asked. Taisvis had asked a Kasha, how could the Gemara say in Zvochim that you shechted a kolb, a person shechted a kolb, a male, Bizman hazeh b'chutz yechayv, how could you be chayv? You need a mizbeach. So it's called mechusa meise. So it's a chazi b'fnim. V'yishloimed Rabbi Yochanan de mechayv b'male b'chutz mayr. Let me medayik the loshon. He said, ha'male bizman hazeh. You know what male means? So he says, the male b'chutz mayri b'alos k'teiris. He's talking about k'teiris, not talking about kobonis. Leiboyim mizbeach. Tomrine beper kotche kadoshim mizbeach sheneka maktik teiris bim koimoy. So you don't need a mizbeach for haktore. Haktores teiris. Inami balos minche, de datke beminei dizvochim omrinen, pshenivkam ha mizbeach shepsulim, de navkelo mivzavachto olov, bizman shu sholim, lo bizman shu chosa. Zviche has to be with a mizbeach. Nichenami de nokat Rabbi Yochanan hamale tvei mishchite zrika. Why do you say davke male? There's an issur shchite schutz, zrika schutz. I say male because we're not speaking about a kolb. A kolb taki dakanat chayiv because there's no mizbeach. Inami yeshloim de mari sheboni mizbeach bimkoimoi vehela bechutz. So, Mel, it's called Chozi LePesach Oil Moed.